Hello and welcome to the latest edition of the Talk Epilepsy podcast, brought to you by Epilepsy Scotland. In this episode, we talk to 13-year-old Ella and journalist and author Fraser, who have written a book called Ella and Electric Paintbrush, which is based on Ella's experiences of living with epilepsy. To begin with, I asked Ella's mum, Catherine, when Ella was diagnosed with epilepsy and how she felt about being diagnosed.
Ella had her first seizure at 3 months of age that I witnessed, and from 3 months until 2 years old, we went back and forth with just different types of seizures. Doctors would put it down to her being unwell. It was a viral illness, and then they really started to ramp up at about 2 years old, and we were experiencing tonic-clonic seizures quite regularly, and that's when we got the diagnosis from our paediatrician that, hey, she's got a seizure disorder. That then started another 3 years, so up until she was five, of back and forth trying medications, trying to find an answer. We did MRIs, PET scans, EEGs, all trying to, you know, get an answer, which I think is what a lot of parents desperately hope for. In the end, we moved to genetic testing, which actually showed that Ella had a GLUT1 deficiency. She also has Jaben syndrome, which we found out later on. So she's got two rare forms of epilepsy. So she probably doesn't really remember actually being diagnosed because she's just grown up with having seizures all her life, really. But at that 5 year mark was when we had to introduce the ketogenic diet, which we're still on today, which is the only treatment for the GLUT1. So that was a really big change for her and is still something that, you know, we have bumps with every now and then, because it's not fun. It's quite consuming, but, you know, we just remind each other that it keeps her safe. And yeah, but you know, how do you feel with taking your medications? And it's fine. Yeah, she's a resilient little kid.
What sort of challenges have you faced, Ella, sort of growing up with epilepsy? And also like sort of school and sort of education as well.
What type of challenges? Are some things hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what?
School.
Yeah, what else?
Eating with my friends.
Yeah, the eating's a big one, because, you know, her life looks so different. Everything has to be weighed to the gram with keto, so we don't eat out. We don't, you know, go through takeaways. We don't go to restaurants. She can't eat, like, recess with her friends at school because she has to eat certain times of the day. So that's been really hard to feel a bit left out and different. And then... yeah, maybe, yeah, your struggles at school, in class and stuff. What bits?
Concentrating.
Yeah, concentrating and being able to just, I guess, what you say, you know, you don't feel normal sometimes and you want to be like the other kids.
Catherine, how did you feel when Ella was diagnosed as a parent?
When she was five, when I got that the call to say, hey, she's got GLUT1, I was immediately, it felt like a weight off, like I was relieved because I'd been hunting for an answer for 5 years. That quickly disappeared though, and I so vividly remember being on the floor of my wardrobe bawling, like in the fetal position crying, because while I was so elated, there was this next stage of what this means for her. So she'll never be seizure-free. You know, the challenges with the keto and a whole new way of living and a whole new medical team that we had to put our trust in. And you grieve for the child who's still living, which is really an odd thing. But, you know, the life as a mum, you have this life pictured in your head for your child, and Ella's is vastly different from that. We say different doesn't always mean bad, but it's been really hard, and it's still something to this day that I do struggle with. Like some days are really hard, and I cry and I think, why us? And it's not fair. And I look at friends who's, you know, have healthy kids and whose kids...
I am healthy.
You are healthy. You are. You know, I have friends whose kids... you know, don't know the floors of the Women's and Children's Hospital like Ella, or don't know the pediatric nurses' first names. And it's really, really hard. But I am a strong believer that everything happens for a reason. And we were given this life because we needed to be a voice for it, and that's what we've been doing. And yeah, there's definitely hard days, but we try and find the positives.
And Fraser, can you tell us a bit about the book Ella and the Electric Paintbrush and how you sort of got involved with it?
Oh, of course. First of all, it's great to be on a call with Catherine and Ella, because we've not actually seen each other in such a long time, because we're sitting on the other sides of the world, creating this project together. And all through the pandemic, we've been in touch. And we first met actually in 2018 at the Epilepsy World Congress. Catherine, maybe do you want to tell that story, because you probably tell it better than I do, to be honest with you, about how we met? And because Catherine and Ella have been on podcasts and doing media this week, so I think Catherine is in a better position to tell that story than I am. And then I can maybe jump in after that. But Catherine, do you want to tell everyone about how we met and how that story unfolded?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, in 2018, I was very fortunate to be Australia's winner of the Golden Light Award, which is an award by the International Bureau of Epilepsy, recognising, you know, significant support and advocacy. And I travelled to Bali for the Asian Oceanian Congress. And they had a journalist there who was doing a project for the IBE called A Life Electric, detailing people's journeys with epilepsy from around the world. And as part of me being there, I got my photo taken, and then Fraser and I just started talking. And at that time, Ella was about to begin a trial back in Australia for medicinal cannabis, in the hopes of getting some seizure control. And we just connected on that and sort of swapped emails and said, hey, we'll keep in touch. And from that, yeah, we were featured in the A Life Electric project, which is still just such an honor and such an amazing, amazing piece, just incredible. And so Fraze flew out and met us at the Women's and Children's in Melbourne. And we spent the day walking the halls of the hospital and talking and taking photos and detailing Ella's journey with the trial. And we've just remained in contact and become friends. And Fraze would send photos of Ella, gifted him some Ella's Purple Promise pens and pins, and he would send us photos from those adventures around the world, and I'd send updates on Ella. And yeah, it was just such a really special meeting that I think in our first conversation, I would speak for myself and I'm sure Fraze too, that, you know, that both of us just had this passion and this real desire to spread epilepsy awareness, and, you know, have been impacted in different ways, but know just how much this condition needs to be heard. And yeah, we've just remained in contact and just really have become friends, and it's just, yeah, been a really, really wonderful experience.
Did you know much about epilepsy before you got involved, Fraser, with the book?
Yeah, so epilepsy has been quite close to my family as well. I have quite a few family members, immediate family and extended family, who live with epilepsy as well. And so, to be honest with you, when I first started, as Catherine mentioned, when we first met, I was creating a documentary about epilepsy, more with a focus on adults, to be honest with you. And also because I realized that I was quite ignorant myself about certain things to do with the condition as well. Even though, you know, family members live with epilepsy, I realized that even though I was an adult, I think I was 37 years old at the time when I started really starting to speak to people with epilepsy and starting to understand a little bit more about the condition. I mean, my profession is a journalist and a documentary maker, so obviously I talk to a lot of people about various different subjects, but I realized that there was this personal connection to epilepsy that I really didn't understand what it was, from diagnosis to managing the condition. And also I was really interested in the people who live with epilepsy and just the extremely different and diverse approaches to living with epilepsy, the emotional aspects of it, how that then manifests in expressions, so maybe creative projects. I met so many different people around the world who are just doing incredible things, and they're managing their epilepsy and living with it in very unique ways. For example, an ultra marathon runner in South Africa. I've met a lot of artists. Some people who use spirituality. Some people who, you know, maybe create businesses to do with epilepsy. Looking into the tech aspects of managing the condition. And then when I met Catherine, it was just such an amazing, first of all, you're talking to two amazing women sitting there in Australia, and I have like such admiration for them, and they're doing such incredible work out there in Australia to just educate families really about what it's like to live with this, you know, condition. And I just thought, amazing. Like, Ella is just such a champion as well. She just tells a story to the world. She's, you know, she really is passionate about educating people about what it's like, because I think it can be quite complicated for people to understand. And so when Catherine asked me, you know, Ella and Catherine had the idea for the book, maybe we could have a book, maybe that could educate families who are living with epilepsy, but also people, you know, kids in general and families in general, like, how do we get them interested? And the answer we thought is to create a book that is accessible to all families, not just families living with epilepsy, and do that in the magic of fictional story and with illustrations as well. Oh, Catherine's holding up the book, because the print copies have just started to arrive in Australia and UK and around the world. So yeah, that's why the book came about, and that's why we're all really passionate about this project. And I'm not just saying this, I think it's a really good book. I think if people read it, and the people who have read it so far, they're really happy about it, and you get a story, you get some really great characters, you get a little bit of magic, a little bit of famous faces as well. There's some characters through history who we've managed to put into the book. And it's just a different voice for epilepsy, and it's one that I'm really proud of to be a part of. And I hope more people can read it.
And Ella, how sort of cool does it feel to be like an author of a book and a story based on your experiences?
It feels really cool to know that it's about me, and that, like, I'm the one that helped write it, and it's super cool.
And Catherine, how important do you feel it is to, like, have a sort of positive sort of story about epilepsy, and how do you feel like the book can help, like, parents and also children?
Yeah, 100%. For us at the time, I could only really find a picture book, which is great for, like, younger, you know, we use that explaining to Ella's little brother, and he's four. But for that age group of that 7+, I just couldn't find anything. And epilepsy is a really confronting condition. It's really complex and misunderstood for us, even as adults, to process, let alone in a classroom or in a schoolyard. There's just a gap. And this is where this book, I think, really fills it, because it just captures this beautiful story of, you know, detailing what Ella's seizures look like, how she feels, but hey, she's still in class and she's going to school and she loves art and she's got a pet cat. Like, it just details her life and explains, yeah, how she's feeling. And I just, my ultimate hope is to get this into schools and to get, you know, it being read as a class novel, or if you know that there's a student starting who's got epilepsy, then getting that friendship group to read it, or things like that, just to really help support. Because it has been really hard socially. Like, for Ella's, we have really struggled with trying to get friends and maintain friends, because, yeah, there's so much of her life that to others is different. And that's where this book just, like I said, it just fills that gap. And yeah, like Fraser said, it's just an awesome book. It just has such a fantastic message. And yeah, I'm so proud that it's out there. And yeah, I really, really hope, or we both really hope, that it can, you know, another little girl or boy can pick this up and they can feel inspired or feel supported, that, you know, they're not alone, and heard as well. So yeah.
Fraser, is there any plans for the book to become a series or?
David, you're giving us more work now. Well, I think I heard you yesterday, Ella, say, what did you say? Ella, you said you might like that to continue, is that right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, so I heard Ella on a podcast the other day, and the interviewer asked her the same question. And Ella, I think you said it would be so cool if the character keeps aging as you age and we write more books together. And so, of course, I would love for there to be more Adventure Ella books. And Catherine and I have already, we had a little chat a while back about possibly having a second one. And it would be amazing to do. So let's just hope the first one, people read it and really like it. So far, the response has been great. I just wanted to add as well that I don't think I've even had time to mention this to Catherine and Ella, but a parent just got back to me yesterday and said that their child had read the book and a girl had started school in her class who has epilepsy. And the parent had said that, the little boy who read the book, his name was Lewis, and he was then able to talk to this new girl who had started with epilepsy because he's got this new book and because he'd already reviewed the book. And so he really liked the story. And so he talked to the little girl and he understood a little bit more about epilepsy. And so with the children who have read the book and who were reviewing it, I followed up with them and asked them, what did you know about epilepsy before, and what do you now know about epilepsy? And the response was really great. So that was obviously something that we really wanted to get across. It's a nice story. It's a fictional story, but also you can learn about epilepsy as well. So, and that's what we wanted because, as you know, David, I'm sure with your podcast, I've listened to a lot of episodes, and you do a lot of education through Epilepsy Scotland. It's just about how do you get people to learn about epilepsy? And it can be difficult. So we found the storytelling aspect has really helped. To answer you, that's a very long way of saying that yes, we hope there'll be more books.
That is really cool to hear that. That actually made me a little bit teary, to be honest, because that was just the dream. That's the dream to just help kids, thanks, Ella. I put my mum hat on, and you never want your kids to feel different, or you never want your kids to feel alone in this big wide world. So to know that already, sorry, to know that already that has helped someone else is amazing. And Ella said to me this morning, actually, when she was signing a couple of copies for two very special teachers at school. We had been told many years ago that Ella's gonna help change the world and things like that by someone. And she said to me this morning, maybe this is what it is, Mum. Maybe it was about this book, and I really, really think it is. So that's just awesome. That is so cool.
Catherine, what would you say to a parent who has, whose child has been recently diagnosed with epilepsy from your experience?
There's so much. There really is. I would first say to them that it's okay to feel, and let them have that moment to really feel how they're feeling, to cry, to let it all out, because it is such a huge impact. It really is. I would then say to them that they're not alone, and that there are so many incredible organizations out there and support networks. And I think, you trust your mum gut. Like, I knew that there was something else with Ella. We were looking at that path of it was just being childhood epilepsy or uncontrolled epilepsy, and I wasn't going to settle for that. And I knew that there was an answer. And yeah, it meant putting Ella through quite a bit. It was multiple tests and scans and anesthetics and a lot. We did put her through a lot, but it was to get the answer that I knew was there. So I just think trust your gut. And our little motto is to celebrate, educate, and advocate for epilepsy. So we do celebrate. Purple Day is our favorite day of the year. We celebrate that. Anyway, it is, yeah, on the book. Any little wins that we have, whether it's, you know, we've started a new med and seizures have reduced, like that is awesome. Or if we find a new keto recipe, we celebrate that. Coming into that educating, you know, we educate others. And, you know, Ella's little brother who's four, he knows that if Ella doesn't eat her special food, her head goes bumpy. And that's his interpretation of it. So, and just advocating, which, yeah, not everyone necessarily has time for, because, you know, the world is busy. But, yeah, if you're a newly diagnosed parent, I would just say you're not alone. And just because you've got this different, I guess, life than you'd imagine doesn't mean it can't be any less wonderful.
It's not different.
Yeah, any less wonderful. So, yeah.
That's a great outlook and great advice. Ella, what would you sort of like to be when you're older, and what would you like to sort of achieve?
What do you think? What do you want to be when you're older? What's your biggest dream?
To be a fashion designer.
Ella has a very empathetic, very kind heart, and when we drop her little brother to childcare, all these little kids just race to her.
I want to be a teacher or childcare worker.
Yeah, it's like she's a magnet. They just flock to her, and she's incredible. And, yeah, I mentioned before, I think in this world she is going to help people, and I think just that's her nature. And whatever capacity she finds that, I think she'll just be amazing.
I know that she's helped a lot of people already with this book, so... that's all my questions. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me today. I wish you all the best for the book. Also, I was just going to mention, where can people get the book?
Of course. The book is available everywhere now. So it's on Amazon. And if you go on and you just type in Ella and the Electric Paintbrush and whichever region you're in, you can get a copy. And we also have there's a social media, which is adventure.ella. And Catherine and Ella also have social media, which is Ella's Purple Promise. And you can find that on Facebook and Instagram. And so, yeah, Amazon, Ella and the Electric Paintbrush. And thanks so much, David. We appreciate it.
That's all we have time for today. A big thank you to Ella, Fraser and Catherine for joining me. If you would like to share your experiences with us, please email our communications officer David at dcoates, which is spelled C-O-A-T-E-S, at epilepsyscotland.org.uk. Thank you to everyone for listening. Keep an eye on our social media channels for the next Talk Epilepsy podcast, and go to our website at epilepsyscotland.org.uk for more info on epilepsy. Have a great day.